Yedei the Tzuwek, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. We find ourselves in Ruchag. We're trying to be koilit, the kelim, make the kelim for the iris of the month of Tishrei. It's Amru Be Midrasha, name of Tzadikim, Arizal, and the Zmir Shabbos Kodesh. We say, Ye Rava Kamei de Sishrei El Ame. Tzadikim used to bench that the avodah, the air of the simcha of Tishrei should be shayra a whole year. Kiyadua, the Kabbalah from the Rebbeim, shame the Alter Rebbe, the Balatanya, who heard from his Rebbe, the Magid of Mezrich, who heard from his Rebbe, the Balshemtiv, who heard from his Rebbe, the Balachai, Achashiloini, that the air of the chayus of the entire year, hein Yimei Sachol, hein Shabbosus and Moyadim, Haklolim, hein the private simchas of Yid throughout the year, is all totally in Shabbos Bereishis. So we're holding at this moment, and therefore one has to hold on to the Eiris, to the Kedusha of the month of Tishrei. It's connected to, obviously, to the Shabbos, which is Shabbos Bereishis. I wanted to say a simple vort. I probably said this 100 times here. Like one of my favorite Bereishis, just without even thinking of Bereishis. We said in the Rishus yesterday in Simple Torah that the Gabbai reads out for the Chosen Torah. We say Al Zois Maskifin Haschala Lashalmosa Bittedira. Right, we connect the end of the Torah to the beginning of the Torah. Actually, Ragel Baamzul Lashakar. In order that Jews shouldn't lie, they shouldn't cheat, they should be have midas emes, not checker. Hello, what in the world does Askofa a Maskif end of the Torah? So there's hundreds of erlich on this, but the simple word which Lichtzich by Mir, I love very much, I think it's a Yisoyitzik in Avodah, is said by the Majus Rebbe in Yisra Bracha, it's a Meiritik Avort. He says, if you look in Chumash, you will find there are precisely 32 times that the word Lev appears without any kinuim, just Lev by itself. Lev is Gimachia 32, you're not going to be a genius to work this out, right? And Kinegezeh, there are Lamed Bey Teirat HaChochma, and Lamed Bereishis is Chochmasa. There are Lamed Beis Nesivus HaChochma. But the word here is, how do you acquire the Lamed Beis Nesivus HaChochma? Dafka with the lip, Dafka with the hearts. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Lomazem Mechir Biaksil Likhleis Chochma V'lev Ayin. There's no purpose in acquiring Torah as intellect, as wisdom, if there's no heart. Rachmana Liba boy, the ikar of Torah is that the Rebbe, the famous Sikh of the Rebbe, Chedek Tezvot, classic, which I always say, Gansa Sikh, I'm not going to repeat it, I've said it in the past, why is it that the Torah starts with a letter Beis? The Chumash Torah should have started with Aleph, and there's a Ribui Taimim. Each of these Taimim in and of itself, whether it's Yushalmi's reason, because Aleph is Lashon Orur, and Beis is Lashon Baruch, or it's a Zoyer, because the world is compared to the letter Beis, and three has three sides, and one side is open for men to be Mesakin, etc., 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 or the Zoyer's reason that Torah is only the Torah of Bria, and the Torah of Atzilus remains by the Eibush, and the Rebbe asked a million questions on each one of these Tirutzim. Kiyadua, the Rishonim already, and the bottom line is that the learning of Torah, the intellect of Torah, is only Beis, the second Madrega. The Reishis Chochmah is the Aleph, the Alufi Sheolam, the Eibushter, the Leikus, the Kedusha of Torah. Kiyadua, the Bach, the purpose of the Shalei Baruch Hu, Batzeret Chila, to learn Torah without the Yerushalayim, without the Eibushter is garnished. On the contrary, it's Kamsama Movis. And therefore, although there's 32 times Lev in Torah, right, which teaches us this lesson, the Lamed Beis and the Sivas HaChochma are totally in Lev, however, there's one time the word Lev appears in Chumash, which the Chur is Fakert. In Parshas Vayetze, you remember the Yankov Avinu runs away from Lavan. Lavan is otherwise known as Lavan Harami, Ramai, Sheker. And there the Pasuk says, Vayignev Yankov Slave Lavan Harami, Abli Higit Loiki Barechu. Yankov stole, so to speak, the heart of Lavan. Lavan is the Hashaker. Hello, is the Ramai. Hello. So from this you could learn that as long as you have a heart, MS, We daven b'tar libeinu of the chabah emes. What's the good of one of the 32 times is lev lovon harani? So what did the Eibishter do? He said, "Al zoyis maskif ben haschala l'ashel mosa b'tadira." We end the Torah le'enei kol Yisrael with the letter lamid, and then we start again with the letter beis, and we connect it to. So now I have the 32nd time lamid beis ba'amid lev of kiddushin. When you look at this vor, it's a vor, you know, like a Rebbe in Borough Park would say, like, you know, a vor, you know, I'm not going to change my life. Hello? But it's incredibly deep. And this helps us understand why when are we maskif haschalol ha-shlomozo, dafka shmini ha-tzeres. To understand this a bit, it says in Zohar HaKadosh, in Parashas Emor, the tiefkeit of this word. In Zohar HaKadosh, Parashas Emor, it says, although each day of the of Sukkot, we have Ushpizen, another one of the Orchim coming to our Sukkah. Or Bershmini Atzeres, the Iker Chedvasa, the Resha, the Chedvasa, is with Yankov Avinu. Yankov Avinu is the Eibish is Mishabeach, is Mishashea with Yankov Avinu. Valdoksi Vashrecha Yisrael Mikomecha. Yisrael refers to Yankov, right? And on this, the pasuk says, we're connecting, by the way, the word Yisrael. You know, Yankov Avinu, his name was Yankov, as we'll soon discuss. But then his name was changed, because of Shema Yisrael, the Yeshurun. You do not got to be a genius to now put two and two together, that both the word Yisrael and the word Yeshurun, what is the root word? What word do you find in it? Yashur. The enemy, the arch enemy of Kal Yisrael is the Chamolek. Amolek is crooked, Aklosin, which is the opposite of the Yashrus of the Yid. But one has to understand what is the connection of Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, with Dafka Yankov Avinu. And that's why we were Messiah in Torah, and we start Torah, Dafka Shmini Atzeres. So, Rav Pinchas Friedman explains a very simple shir today. I came yesterday after Simchas Torah, I had no time to prepare. But to say a simple vort. What's a simple vort? The Semach Tzedek writes in Ora Torah, the Meridik vort. The pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Moshcheini Acharecha Merutza, Heviani Amelech Hadorov, which refers to the month of Tishrei, Nogila Benismucha, Boch. What is Boch? You don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Bach, as I'll say, is the Chof Peis Asven Dereisa, the 22 letters of Torah. Okay? And that's the Heviani, HaMelech HaDor, we'll soon discuss in a minute, Nagila Ben Ismucha with the Chof Peis Oizias HaTorah. Hence, we rejoice in Simchas Torah, the Torah rejoices, not the Simcha of the Torah, in the Chof Peis Oizias. Why is that? Because the Eibishter created the world. We have a principle everyone knows, the Stakel Baraiso Bar Alma. The Eibishter created the world through the medium of the Chof Peis Oizias HaTorah. Kunt Oiz, a person who sins, is Poigim in the Chof Peis Oizias HaTorah, makes a churban. And therefore, the whole month of Tishrei is to be Mesak in these Chof Peis Oizias. Asher Alkim, you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out, hello? How many days are there until Shmini Atzeres? 22. Hello? Like Shmini Atzeres is Chof Peis Tishrei, last time I looked at a calendar. Yeah, you remember, like, hello? Well, not too long ago. Pshat is that every, as the Maranayim famously says, every Yiddish in the Shama, V'yesh Yishin Riba Oysa HaTorah, is Mushrush in Torah. We get our Chayas from Torah. Unfakert, also Torah gets its Chayas from Kal Yisrael. And therefore, on Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres, every Yid Neshama becomes once again Chamukud Dvuch in the Chof Peis Oitiyas HaTorah, and we bring Revach and Brocha and Yisrael Malkul B'chadoi, Kol Mad Yosef and Malkul B'chadoi, Kol Mad Deboi, Shol V'yoyevle. The Eibish gives us everything we need. That's the Simcha of Simchas Torah. What's Pshat? So you go through the major Yom Tovim of Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah starts off which day of the Tishrei? Aleph. Hello? Yeah? What is Aleph? Aleph is Alufi Shel Oilam. There's an Oilam. Oilam Miloshen Helen Behester of concealment. There's Teva, Loshen Tuva V'Yamsuf. And the Aleph which is Rosh Hashanah, the time that the Eibishter created a belt, man, right, is to be Megala the Aluf Yishol Olam in the Olam Gufa to be Megala the Eibishter. Hence, the whole Avoida of Rosh Hashanah is Beloich HaKol Olam Kuvah. Is the whole world should be Makir and see Yom and Kol Yitzur Ki Ati Yitzartoi, etc., etc., and everyone should see that the Eibishter is Melech HaMachus V'Chomashot. That's Rosh Hashanah Aluf. In the last 2,000 years, whatever, Rosh Hashanah is 2 days, Aleph and Beis, which at the Gemara says in Shabbos, Aleph Beis, Aloy Bino. So you have to be, once you have a second Madrega already, Beis, general principle from the Hashem to from foreign Akhtesh, Aleph is Aluf Yishol Eil. When you already have the second letter of the alphabet, now you already have a Hester. The Aleph is a bit concealed, Beis. And now you have to have Bina, Lahavn Dover, Mitech Dover, to find the Eibishter in the Tzimtzum, in the Hester. And you have Gimel is 3 Tzimtzum. And you keep on going downwards, in a downward spiral, Mimailo Lamato, and that's the end, till the Chav Beis Asen Dereis. It goes further and further away from the Aluf Yishol Eil. So you have Aleph, that is connected to Rosh Hashanah. Which day of Tishrei is Yom Kippur? 10. Which letter is the 10th letter of the alphabet?
Yud.
What is Yud Mechuvin to? You don't gotta be a rocket scientist, right? You may remember, like, you know, in Shavuos we have the 10 commandments, right? You read it in the shul, right? Hello? Yeah? Which is the letter Yud. And the whole flow of Yom Kippur is the day of Slicha Mechila Kapara, the Eber said, Salachti Kidvorecha, because the Yidden had sinned, they were Poygim. In Achtus Hashem, right? And Yom Kippur, the Eibishter forgave. And that's the tikkun from the Chet Ho Egel. Are you with me? Hello. And someone who is Mezalzel in Kriya Shema, the Yichud Hashem, is Poigim, it says in Zohar HaKadosh, in Ois Yud, in Aseret HaDibris. Asher Alken Yom Kippur, which is the tikkun of the Chet Ho Egel, right? Which is the first of the four letters of the Shem Havaya, is Yom Kippur comes for that tikkun. You with me? Yeah, a little posh. And that's why, what is the siyum of Yom Kippur? All Yidden give like a shrei, Shema Yisro. Because Yom Kippur is the day of Yichud Hashem. Next. What is the day, after 4 days in between, preparing, whatever, we come to the great Yom Tov, the Simcha of Sukkot. 15. Hello, last time I looked at the calendar? Yeah. What letter is the 15th letter of the Aleph Beis? You should know this from the Vort I say every year in Tu B'Av. Hello, 15 Tu B'Av, right? Of the famous of Yisrael, Dapter of Samach. You do not have to be a rocket scientist. You don't got to be a genius like some Kabbalist to figure out that the letter Samach is Mamish, the Yontif of Sukkot. What is a Samach? It's around from every side, which is the Indian of the Ur HaMakif, which, as the Bnei Yisrael says, is Ma'irich Parichas Neflo. The Samach is the Or HaMakif, which protects Yidden from all negativity, etc., etc., Mizemra Mimoka, right? That even if you're a Neufel, Ois Nun, right? Or the Eibishter is Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNeufim, which it's in Sfarim HaKadoshim, Sukkah stands for Soymech Va'oizel L'chol HaNeufim, right? L'chol HaNeufim, the Eibishter picks us up, which is the idea of Sukkah, Heim Ba'over, Heim Ba'osid. And therefore we say on Sukkot, Arachmon, Yochum, Lono, Sukkot, David, Hanani, Fellas, etc., etc. So far, so good? Now, what is the final day of Midaraisa, what is the final day of Tishrei? Shmini Atzeres, which is the 22nd day. Which is the 22nd letter of the alphabet? What? Tav. What do you know about the Ois Tav? So according to what we just said now, the Ois Tav is the letter which is furthest removed from the Aleph, from Aluf Yishol Eil. That's the end of the line, at the bottom of the barrel. That's like, you can't get lower. Tav, by the way, you may remember, hello, has the gematria of 400. Who came to fight against Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael Sova, right? To try to wipe him out. A guy by the name of... By the way, what is the Mida of Yaakov Avinu? Pasuk Gemicha. Titin M, you say it every day in the... Titin MS, liyayin. And therefore, golus is the idea of sheker. And one of the simonim of golus, in fact, in the finster, darkest days of ikvus of the Mashiach, is utihia emes nederes. There's no emes. And what golus is the final golus? Golus edoim. Who is edoim? Esav. Why was Esav called Esav, Chazal say? Hello. Da shov shebarasi baylami. Esav is shov, and Yankov is emes. Hello. You may remember a Rashi in Parshas Bechukosai, where it's written, Zacharti Esprisi Yaakov. And there it's written, Yaakov Mole Vov. Hello. And Rashi says there are five places where Yankov is written Mole, and Elio is Mole Vov, and Elio is written Choser Vov, because Yankov Avinu swiped the Vov from Elio, because Elio's job is to Mavaser Hagula. So Yankov took a pledge from Elio, right, that he won't return him the letter Vov until he comes to Mavaser the Geulas month. Hello? Yeah. You with me? Elio is Midas Ha Emes, Kanoi Kinesi, Mamish Emes. And Yankov is Emes. So Yankov took the Vav. Why Vav? You don't got to be a genius, because Vav is Oisius. Vav is the letter of Emes. No. Desire HaKadosh. Hello? You guys have poor memories. You don't remember, I said a whole favor once, on the depth of a Hamantash. Didn't I give a whole shiur about Hamantashen on Purim? One year I was the Purim Rav here, right? To give a whole Torah about. I'm just going off the topic here, because my mind is like whatever. Still a bit from Simchas Torah. How do you spell Vav? That's one possibility. Vav. Next? Vav Alevav? Or Vav Yudvav? Which yields you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. Hello? Vav is 12. Vav Alevav is 13. And Vav Yudvav is what? Anyone alive? Avishter. 22? Yes? When you go to your therapist and you sit on the couch, right? And he makes words associations. If you say 12, Vav, the first thing you think about is Yud Beis Shiftiko. And when you say 13, Avishter, Echad, Yud Yom Mizrachman. And if I say 22, Chof Beis Asim Deraisim. So, what the letter Vav is like just a line? Hello? Straight line? You can't go wrong? Hello? If you want to be Me'achid, three Vavin, what do you got? A triangle. And therefore, the Vav, three Vavin, with the three Miluyim, Vav, Vav, Aleph Vav, and Vav Yud Vav, equals the concept of Yisrael, a Raisa, the Kuchabrich, Kulachat. Hello? Which is that you're Purim, how do people look? You got my drift. Hello? We discussed this like you. Yeah? Who represents the Mida of Emes? Yankov Avinu. And that's why he took the letter Vav. And therefore, you may remember right on the pasuk, the Ela told us parrots, written told us Mole Vav, extra Vav, because he is the grandfather of Mashiach, right? And Mashiach, Geula, is all about Emes. The opposite of golus, which is all sheker. You may remember the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, where Rashi says that when Yankov Avinu passed away, why is it a Parshas Tuma? Nistatnu libo einayim v'liban shel Yisrael mikoyish yashiv. As long as you have Yankov midas emes in the world, you don't have golus. Golus is the is gabrus of midas ha sheker. You with me? You remember the Moshe Rabbeinu and the burning bush? You remember that story? Hello? And Moshe asked the Eibusher, "Will Eden will ask me, what is your name? Who shall I say sent me? Ek Asher Ek. What is the Gematria of Ek? 21. Ek Asher Ek. How much is 21 times 21?
441.
Which happens to yield the word, what?
Emes.
Emes mi Mitzrayim galtanu. How do we get out of Mitzrayim? How do we get out of subsequent galus in Dafka through the Mida of Emes? Are you with me? Galus is Sheker. Gula is Emes. Who is the one who represents Midas or Emes? She did Emes Yankov, Yankov Avinu. And therefore, he is the one who fights against Esav, Sheker, Doshav, Shabbatil, who is Hoylech Lekroscha, Arba Meis, Ishimai. Because Taf, 400, is the letter which is the furthest away from the Alufish, from the Eibishter. You don't got to be a genius to work out. By the way, the letter Aleph, how do you write an Aleph? A yud on top and a yud on the bottom and a vav, and a vav, 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 the chaber. Shemayim ba'oret, heaven and earth. You remember Yaakov Avinu had a dream, if I remember correctly, in parts of Ezek? And he had a dream, and there's a sulamutav arzo, abeveroyshe magia hashemayim, because that is the midah of emes, which is mechaber shemayim va'oret. And the purpose of Yaakov Avinu, of Kal Yisrael, of Briyas Olam, is that a Yichim, remember there is a Gemara in Shabbos, Daphne Hey, where the Eibishter tells Malach Gavriel to write, if you write Bidyoy, an ink, on the foreheads of Tzadikim, right, the letter Taf. And that will be a protection that the Malach Kabbalah won't attack. And on Mitzchum Shel Rishoyim, again write the letter Taf, but make it in blood, and therefore the Malach Kabbalah will attack them. So the Gemara says Taf is either Tichya, or Taf is Tumas, live or die, right? Because Taf, on the one hand, is the furthest away from the Aleph, and the Eibush is Hashem Alekeichem Emes, who will make him Chayim. Attached, Vatem Advekim Hashem Alekeichem, Chayim Kulchamim. Yeah? Yet Chayim. A Yid is attached. What's the Pasuk say? The Melech says, Gam ki eilich v'geitzal moves, lo irara, ki atli imod, yiv the Eibush with me. And that's the concept everybody knows in Sefer Yetzirah, famous rule, no ut tchilosam b'soifan b'soifan b'tchilosam. In Yiddishkeit, the first and the end always mix, attached. They're always one. The sheirish of the end is in the beginning. The sheirish of the beginning is in the end. We connect maskif and aschalol ashlamosa. So the purpose of Yiddishkeit is to connect the aleph and the tav. Yes. And whose job is that? Yankov. Why was Yankov called Yankov again? Can anyone remember? Who's the Vayikur Shmoy? Who? David, Rashi says, right? The Eivish, why does the Eivish call him? Because if he was called Yankov Al Shem, he should have been called Akev. Why was he called Yankov? Was Hakman have an extra Yud? Because the Yud, ah? My dear, sweet, holy brother, that is 100% true, but that's another shmuz for another night. You're right, I said that 100 times. Yeah, you're right, 100%, yeah. But Yankov Avinu's Avoida is through the Yud, through Kiddusha, through Aseret HaDibra, through, which is Anoichi and Aleilcha, right? Is to be V'yodei Oichezes. Oichezes is Oiches Tov. He grabs hold of the Akev of Esav, which is the Akev of Esav is the letter Tough, yeah, and therefore to take the tough and turn it back, kashrak, to go back and connect the tough, no, soifan betchilasan, connected to the aleph. And therefore you may remember that the parsha, when he runs away, it's called Vayetze. Every school child knows the famous word, Vayetze is nutrikun. We discussed like, po'omim einsof, einsfor, right? Vayetze stands for Vayar Yankov Tzuras Aleph, as all the Sforum Akhlishim Koch. The Ayavoida of Yankov is to see the Tzuras Aleph, the Mechaber Shemayim Va'oretz, that even in Oilam and Helam and Hester and Teva, to find Getlachait. With this one can understand, it's a Davar Pashut. You remember there's an expression in the Gemara that Shmini Atzeres, go back, which is the Yontif we said of Yankov Avinu is the prime ratio, the Chedvus of the Torah calls it, on Shemini Atzeres. He is the chief Mesameach on whatever. Yeah. Because Shemini Atzeres is the Yontif of Givaldige Simcha, by the way. Yeah. Just Derech Agav, while I'm talking, something comes to my brain. The MS stands for Araisa Moshe Torah. The Eibishter is MS. Moshe emes v'teirah say emes. That's emes. Teirah is emes. By the way, emes stands for Araisa, Mishnah, and Talmud. With Teirah, the Teirah begins with an Aleph, and Mishnah begins with an Amosai, and then the Gemara begins with Tana. Hello, emes. Teirah is emes. Moshe is emes. Yeah. And by the way, what is the gematria of Moshe? 345. And im gimel osius? 348. What would that yield for a simple 5-year-old child? Sameach. That is the simcha of simcha feira when you're dovok and emes, you're dovok and eivishter. You fear nothing yet, right? And that is the idea of Yankov Ish. Tom? Hello? Anyone out there? What is Tom? Complete, fulfilled. There's nothing outside. You remember the Pasuk says, Tom Mim Tia Im Hashem Alikecha? Hello? Remember the Baal Turim Alasar? If the Tuf of Tomim is a Tuf Rapsi, a big letter, to teach you that if you Makayim Tom Mim Tia Im Hashem Alikecha, Ki'ilu you Makayim the Torah in its entirety from Aleph to Tuf. Why does Baal Turim use the expression from Aleph to Tuf? Because the whole purpose of Yiddishkeit is what? That when you have a matzav of Tuf, of Arba Meyas Ishima, etc., etc., you may also remember, just to get the letter Tuf. There's a, remember the tzir of Tuf? It's a ches, and then there's a stickle sticking out. That makes a ches into a Tuf. Hello? Says the Arba Nachal, that which is sticking out of the Tuf, that's already Ragleho Yerdes Mobis. That's the Krumkeit of the Tuf, the Krumkeit of Esav of Amalek. Right? And that's called Ragleho Yerdes Mobis. And the purpose is to make, from the Krumkeit, to make it straight once again. And the whole bunch of Sukkot. And that is the Avoida of Tishrei, in a nutshell. 22 letters, and therefore from the avoid of Shmini Aseres, you may remember the pasuk Shimi Bas Uri Vati Odnech. Bas are the letters from Beis to Tov. Once you're Dovuk on the Aleph, you're able to Mesakin everything. I'm afraid. And that's Pshat. It says in pasuk Kosha Alai Pridaschem, and therefore Ikvulai Yom Echod, one more day. Which all the Shmini Aseres, everyone has to catch it. What's the one day going to help? Soon the Prado will happen. The Pshat is Yom Echad refers to which day? Shmini Aseres, which is the day of the Aleph, that once you take the Tuf and the Tuf becomes Dovuk in the Aleph, right? Then you have for the rest of the year, you have that. Hence, I begin to understand why this is connected to Dafka. Shmini Aseres. Hello? To connect the Aleph and the Tuf. And, by the way, just parenthetically, just to add something, if I was to take an Aleph and add a Tuf to it, what word would I get? S? By the way, it's all connected, by the way, what I said before is Ach, Ach Tevel Yisrael, Ach Sameach 21. This is all connected to the same idea of Shmini Aseres is Mesakin L'Mafreya, all the other 21 letters of the alphabet. Yes, hello? Okay. S. So Aleph and Tov connecting them yields me the word S. What do you know about the word S? S is a ribui. Aliba Dehu. Who is the one who came up with this bombshell? The S. S is a ribui. Who? Rabbi Akiva. Why Rabbi Akiva? How did Rabbi Akiva die? Wait, I spoke about Barichos before Yom Kippur. Hello? They were Masrekin as Gemara and Brachos. Masrekin as Besori, but Masreko shall. What's a Masrek? A comb of iron. Right? They were combing his flesh. Yeah? By the way, anyone here could use your toes. What would be the gematria of the word masrik? Mem, samach, reish, kuf. 400.
Masrik.
What was Rabbi Akiva doing? Right? He was in the most bitter, darkest days of Golos after the Churban, and Yiddish Ablut becomes Hefker, right? And what did Rabbi Akiva say? Afal became his Meirich, there. Echod. Aleph. To be Mamshech the Aleph, even in a generation, in a time, in a Kufa, where it's tough, where does the Hester, right? And the Malachim, nobody understands what's going on. The Malachim, Eibishter, what's going on here? Du Tayyar Zuzchar, the Eibishter, Shtoy, Kach, Allah, the Machshavti, right? Because Rabbi Akiva is the one who said, Kol Madav Rachmano Latavavid, and you got to find the Aleph, even in Alufi Shal Olam, even in the Helam Hester. By the way, as I've said, like, for Amim Ein Sfer, countless times here, who was the Neshama of Rabbi Akiva? He was a Gilgal of maybe. I don't know the Kabbalistic words you use. I'm not, whatever. Hello? Like sort of Rabbi Akiva? Midei Abir Yankov? Hello? Abir Yankov is Rabbi Akiva, right? You with me? And therefore, who was the one who was miyasted that Klal Yisrael says Kriyashma? You may remember a Rashi Parshas Vayechi, right? Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, yeah? And therefore, Rabbi Akiva was the one who was Meirich Be'echod, right? And therefore, that's the idea of Tomim, that whatever happens, the Yid is connected to the Rabbein Yisrael. And that's why Shemini Atzeres is also connected to the Yichud of the Eibishter, which is, if you're a Kabbalist, you will know, that Shemini Atzeres, Gematria, 1170. How is that connected to Shema Yisrael? What? We can talk about for hours. But Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Yichud Ilah, is we always say 1118. But how much do you reckon? There's two times Shema Yisrael, Havaya, Elokeinu, Havaya. Havaya is Gematria?
46.
But you and I know that there are four Milumim of Shem Havaya. If you reckon the Shem Havaya, B'Shem Ban, which is Yud Vav Dalid, Hey Hey, Yud Vav Vav, and Hey Hey, what do I got? 52. So if you're adding another, 52 is 2 times 26. So if you're adding 2 times 26, which is 52, which is Ben, right? Ban, in Kabbalistic, right? So how much is 1,118 plus 52? 1,170, which is Shmini Atzeres. So, I don't have to elaborate, but the idea you get, Shmini Atzeres is the idea that whatever happens to Eid, hello, it's connected to Eibush. It's a Vaya, it's a Likain, good, bad, indifferent, hello? Nevertheless, you are attached to the Eibush, and that goof is Mamtikol Dinim, hence Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, brings down the most gewaltige brachos and kol Yisrael. Let me just end off. I got to have an appointment today, so I can't go over my time period. But let me just share with you an idea. The same thing that I said over before Yisker, my shul. I was talking about the Yisker, you always think about the past, you know. People who were here last year and not here this year. So I talk about my Shver for 2 minutes. My Shver passed away after Chag HaPesach. I said one little episode. It was a mamash, Yir HaSadik, a mamash, but one thing I said about he was a miracle person. Why is he a miracle kid? Because his parents were married, and they didn't have children for over 10 years. And they went to the Keren Yeshua, Shua Rivetich, the son of the holy Tzila Tzadik, the Blushev, their Blushev Chassidim. My Shver Zayda was the Raivet Blushev, and he gave them a Bruch. And Baruch Hashem, they had a child. He was born, and when he was 8 or 9, nobody really knows, right? No, he didn't know how old he was. He never had a bar mitzvah, right? Because whatever. The Yimach Shemam, the Nazis, the Germans invaded from the west, to Poland. And the Russians, Lumazah, they invaded from the east. And if you know history, there was what's called the Molotov-Van Ribbentrop Pact. It was a notorious agreement. They're going to carve up Poland between these two. At the moment, they were allies at that point in time, right? So the Yidden Nebuch in that part in Poland had a choice. Do you want to stay under the Germans or you want to go under the communists? And it's like, you know, hello, like, you should never face that. And they didn't know what to do. They didn't know which is better, which is worse. So my Schwer's family, they decided they want to go to the Russian side. It was like, whatever. So they took, they were wealthy people. They live in a place called Lansu. Have you ever been to Lansu? It's where the Rav Shitter is buried. Everyone goes to Lansu, right? They were in Lansu, and they decided to go to the Russian side. But they, so what happened? They buried all the gold, right, in the backyard of the house. My Shver B'chal couldn't talk about the Holocaust, those years. But when the Einich, the started getting married, and the Tzugekumen started asking, Zaydi, Zaydi, like, he had to open up it. So when he turned 80, we actually bought him, my Shver and Shviger, a ticket, ready-made, fire ticket, to go back to his hometown, right? But he didn't know if he wanted to, he'll go or not. But once you have the ticket already, you're not going to rip it up, right? So he went, I was there standing, mamish, next to him, as he went to his house. We couldn't get to the gold, because the Polish Shkotsim were living there. But we saw it. We waved. One day we'll be rich. Yeah? And a kitzer maza. So they had to get to the Russian side. The problem is, between that part of Galicia, there's a river called the Stan River. Right? That was the border between Russia and German-occupied Poland. They had to get across. So his mother, his auntie, whatever, they were wealthy people. She had a fancy piece of jewelry, gold jewelry, and she gave it to a Nazi soldier to ferry them with a small boat across the river to get to the Russian side. Fine. He took the thing. In the middle of the journey, he decided, why should I have to row the boat to get to the other side, to exert myself? I'll just take the Eden and like tip over the boat, dump him in the water, and come on, save myself the exertion, the work. And he got up on top of the boat to tip it over. When the Eve Chazdei Hashem, he slipped. He slipped on the water, it was wet. He slipped, and he went to his watery grave, King Yezoy Vech Hashem, and they managed, but derech to get to the other side, and they were saved. His mother went back to get some of the, they were starving, they put in the teeth, and she was caught by the Nazis, she died with the whatever. And his father died of typhoid in the gulags, and my Shver grew up in the gulags in Siberia, together with a Christian orphanage. Aganga Mais. So I always used to say about my Shver, when we spoke, I got Simcha, the 60th on a wedding anniversary, I said on him the pasuk, Ki b'makli avarti asayardei nazeh. He mamish came to America from the DP camps. He found his uncle, who was the son of Gedayim, who was alive, and he came to America. He arrived on the shores of New York with the shirt on his back, and a rich guy in Paris gave him 25 p, a quarter. Got married with yeshiva. When he passed away at the Levaya, there were 300 Einikos there. Mamish built up an empire. But keep a makli of why I use this positive, keep a makli of there's a story told Sukkos, which I always say Sukkos. When people had the same problem, when the Germans Yamashimam invaded Poland, Yud Zayin El, Tomfrey Sadik. So Rosh Hashanah, they entered the city of Pshavurt, which actually was not far from us. Same Galicia. And the first thing they did on Rosh Hashanah was they burnt down the Bismetsh, which is Tzaddikim, all the great Tzaddikim of the centuries, Davin, the Shul, they burnt it to the ground. Erev Sukkis, Yud Gimel Tishrei, they gave an edict. You either have to leave. Anyone found here tomorrow, Erev Sukkos will be shot dead. So all the Eden, by foot or by wagon, amongst the people who had to leave Pshavurs was Reb Itzchokel, the great tzaddik, later lived in Merkentas, Schraus, and Antwerp. The problem was, he had already Dalad Minim. You know? And he had to get Dalad Minim across the border, through the German, right? You could hide your Esther, even your Hadassah and others, you could find a way. How do you hide a lulav? By the way, Tzaddikim always wanted long lulav. You know why? Pasha, the lulav is Gimat Shechayim. And you want Chayim Aruchim. You're not going to be a genius to work that. Anyway, if you have a big lulav, how do you hide the lulav from the Yamach Shemayim? So what did he do? The Rebbes used to always walk around with a shtetl, with a like a walking stick. Not a yoyim like that, yeah? So he took his lulav and he tied it around the shtekin, right? And he'll try to make a fat walking stick, and maybe the Germans won't notice. He's crossing the border with a whole bunch of people, and they hear two Germans, Yamach Shemam B'Zichram, saying to each other, "Cook, der Yudah Hata Moses shtekin." He has a Moses stick, right? But, right? They didn't touch him. Why is that? because as we discussed at length, the Dalminim is the Skarbus of the Eibush Bubak, the Bonim Atem Hashem Lechem, etc., etc. And therefore, the Gemara says, when they take a lulav, it's Gira Be'ene Desitna, the Gemara says in various places, right? Yep. And that's Ki B'makli Avarti. Makel stands for May Oilam Kivin Loch, a million other rayas in Ramosim, etc., that a yid with, you know, there's a vort in Slonim or Sforim. I think it's from the Moshe Kaprina or from the Lechavitch, or one of the tzaddikim, who I quote this all the time. He said, Onemuna Kemenish Adurchein Dem Shvel. Without faith, you don't cross over the threshold of life. With faith, you split the sea. That came a makli of arti. You just, I'll tell you a story. The Babich Chassidim, who in the war, they journeyed from Russia, like interior Russia, like European Russia, and they went in the interior. They went to Uzbekistan, to the city there called Samarkand, middle of nowhere. Right? Oshratyon. And they there, come the Thoris through it, they managed to survive, keep body and soul together. They went through persecution and famine and plagues and Oshratyon. At the end, it was Simchas Torah Tovshinbov. Right? They were weak and they were hungry and they were. But they managed, they davened, they had seven akafas, all fine. Afterward, they're all sitting down, they're all famished, they're all tired, they're all whatever, exhausted. And Reb Nissen, who was a Nemanov, a famous Mashvia, he says, Chevra, make one more dance, one more tenzel, and everyone will put their hands on the shoulders of the guy in front of him, and we'll make a choo-choo train to get to the Rebbe in New York. So some of the Chevra said, okay, the Mashpia Hayes, others say, cracker, the guy's out of his cutting, picking mind. Like, oh, who's going to, the Rebbe's in New York, there's an Atlantic Ocean last time I looked at a map, and how do you make a choo-choo train to get to New York from Uzbekistan? And they didn't bother. And I heard the story from a Yid named Choshev Chsidashid, the Gormat of the Leaner. He said that year, 1945, I think it was 1946, suddenly the communists allowed for a window of opportunity in Lemberg, in Lvov. For a skufa, you could get through with falsified papers, whatever, to get to Poland, and from there you get to the Western world in freedom. He said every chassid who joined hands for the 8th hakofa, right, to make the choo-choo train, ended up in freedom that year. And he said, me and the other guys who were lazy, I was another 30 years in the Gehenna of Russia by the communists. Right? It makes sense now, but mit emunah kemen spalten dem yam. The thing is, why is that, by the way? Let me just give you just finish up. The vort that I said over, it's such a teeth vort. You say in Halo, you think about the atzabeim kesev azov masi de odom, pelem, the beiru, the emlo, yiru, the idols made of, handmade by man, they are mute, and they're blind, and they're deaf, and garnished, right? Then you say a line. Say this a few times, Kimoyen. What is that pasuk saying? Normally I would say, it's a curse. You're cursing the Goyim, the pagan, the heathen, the idolaters. The Zifzichayim, Rechayim Friedlander, the Panavish Mashiach's name. It's not a curse, it's a mitzvah. You become, this is a difavort, you become what you believe in. If you believe in a geshke, which is Masa Yidei Odom, which itself is deaf and mute and whatever, you become spiritually deaf and mute. And if you believe in an Eibishter who's Ein Sof, who's transcendent, who's Lamaila Menatev, etc., you also become that Kuyuchus of the Eibishter to rise amongst Teva. Right? Well, that's cut, by the way, Derech Agav. I have no time to elaborate. It's a beautiful vort. There's a concept, the Pasuk, we just read it in Haftarah recently. Pasuk says in the second capital of Yirmiah, Koyam Hashem, Zacharti lachesin urayach, habis kulusayach, lechtech achar v'midbar, eretz lezeruah, which is Sukkis. Next Pasuk, Koydesh Yisrael Hashem, reishis tvuosoy, ke'uvav yashamu rozeh. What's the connection? You believe in the Eibishter, and the Eibishter is holy. You become holy. You become holy. L'churid is a din, every little school child knows. Kom lei b'derabah minei. You only get punished nidin b'chamura. So if you get a physical corporal punishment or guilt, you only get the physical, you don't get... By Mitzrayim, what happened? The gam is ha-goyesh ha-voidu. Don alech b'gufam. V'achin yitzu chushgod. They came out. How do you get a double punishment? Because one exception to the rule of kom lei b'derabah minei is by kochim. You're moyul b'hegdish. You get sight, lokui b'gufay, you chayim mitzvah de shamayim, and you get also with guilt. Yachayev Mi'ilan financially. Once Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, you believe in the Eibush, you're attached to the Eibush, you get the qualities of the Eibush there. You don't say Kamal Bidrab, Nidil Bechamura, and therefore the Goyim got bull. This answers why Hekdesh Makiyam Nishibur answers a million questions in the Gabi Yisrael Hashem. The Eibush is helping that we should take the Yonim of Tishrei and this Dveikus Hashem. Right, by the way, Lev, I thought up a Lev. Lev times Lev is what? We're 32 times 32. 1024. Which is Gimachi Avas HaTayra, David Helfen, the Chusav Avas HaTayra, with Dovak and Tayra, Dovak and the Abishar, we should be saying that all the brachas is coming in.
Om Shay, Shaya! Things coming home today.